This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. Pennsylvania is key to President Donald Trump's re-election hopes, and he's visited here 5 times this month. On Saturday at Harrisburg International Airport, he courted Commonwealth voters again. WITF's Sam Dunklaw fact-checks the president.
Trump won Pennsylvania by just 44,000 votes in 2016, and public polling shows Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden with a steady lead here. But Trump is optimistic.
We won Pennsylvania last time, and we're going to win it by a lot more this time, I can say.
He praised Pennsylvania to a crowd of several thousand in an airport hangar.
This is the place where generations of tough, strong Pennsylvania workers mined the coal, worked the railroads, and forged the steel that made America into the greatest and most powerful nation in the history of the world. And you haven't seen anything yet.
But the president's speech included several of the false claims that are regular parts of his stump speeches. The facts are readily available through news organization reporting and fact-checking, original documents, and government data. First up, President Trump brought up an incident regarding military ballots in Luzerne County.
They found 8 ballots in a waste paper basket. Unfortunately, they all had the name Trump written on them. We were going to vote for Trump. They were military ballots, the military.
Short version of what happened, 9 ballots that were cast by active military personnel were sent to Luzerne County, then opened and discarded earlier this month. 7 of the 9 were cast for Trump. We don't know about the other 2. Luzerne County Manager C. David Pedry says the ballots were recovered and a contractor who was responsible was fired. The only way we know the ballots were cast for Trump was because U.S. Attorney David Freed confirmed it publicly. Trump's campaign cites what happened in Luzerne as evidence of election tampering. Here's the president during this weekend's rally.
The only way they can win Pennsylvania, frankly, is to cheat on the ballots. That's the way I look at it.
But PA's County Commissioners Association and the Secretary of State, Kathy Buchvar, say any claim about a bogus election process is false. Buchvar says lessons were learned in 2016. Since then, election workers have, quote, increased monitoring, fortified voting system defenses, and added layers of protection to the Commonwealth's voter registration database. There has been no evidence of election fraud occurring this year in Pennsylvania. The second big claim has to do with PA's fracking industry and Joe Biden's stance on it.
Joe Biden has vowed to ban fracking. That's not good for Pennsylvania. It's a big business here, 900,000 jobs. But he wants to eradicate all of the things that you're doing, all of the things that are bringing in so much money for your state. It's a disgrace.
If 900,000 fracking jobs seems a little high to you, that's because it is. Data from Pennsylvania's Department of Labor and Industry shows around 26,000 people worked in oil and natural gas extraction in the Commonwealth at the end of last year. It's not clear where Trump's number comes from. Even the American Petroleum Institute, an industry advocate, estimates only 112,000 work in that industry here. As for where Biden stands, a ban on fracking is not one of his campaign promises. He has said he'd not support new fracking on federal land in an effort to eventually transition the U.S. away from fossil fuels. But repeated fact checks have shown Biden has never said he will ban the practice altogether. Both of these claims are among many of Trump's rallying cries. He emphasized that in the final minutes of his Middletown rally.
Get your family, get your neighbors, get your co-workers, and get out and vote. Most important election we've ever had.
With 20 electoral votes on the line, expect to see more of both the Trump and Biden campaigns over the next 6 weeks. I'm Sam Dunklaw in Harrisburg.